Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm sure it hasn't worn off, that euphoria for Wisconsin sports fans, Milwaukee Bucks fans, and now Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton are competing at the Olympics, and USA men's basketball is into the semifinals. I wonder how they got the news about PJ Tucker. That's a tough one. So we're going to give you the latest in NBA free agency, which is barely 12 hours old. It's right now 13 hours old. We're also keeping our eyes on social media for any type of information about Simone Biles returning to the balance beam for these event finals, the last event for the women's gymnastics in Tokyo. So far, have not seen anything. And I promise that I will yell, spoiler alert, before I share anything at all. But it's been one of those days, one of those starts of the week where there's so much going on. We're just trying to keep up as best we can. Fly by the seat of our pants, baby. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. Certainly a push in the East to figure out how to beat the Bucks, right? So the Miami Heat, they have made some major moves, and that includes bringing in PJ Tucker. And I'm sure there's some disappointment because Tucker is a big part of the Bucks defense that carried them. It was the staple. It was the baseline for them. But he also has that tenacity, that fierceness. And we saw it, even though he probably wasn't sober, tried to be diplomatic about this, at the Milwaukee Bucks victory parade. But he said it so eloquently, even though he probably wasn't sober. He brought this element to the Bucks.
When I came in, they're like, yo, you got to, like, show, like, you got to be the dog. And I'm like, we got dogs. Like, they just say, like, we, like, I got here, like, we already got dogs. They just don't know how to be dogs. And we going to be dogs. And our dogs is crazy. We got dogs, you hear me? Milwaukee, we dogs.
I couldn't resist any opportunity to drop that in. And so I'm sad that PJ Tucker has moved on, but I do understand, and I do not begrudge athletes the opportunity to capitalize when their teams have won championships. It's a chance for them to get paid. Not every guy takes advantage of it. Not every guy has the same opportunity. But in the NBA, there's a lot of money out there. Teams are itching to spend it. It's burning freaking holes in their pockets in the NBA. And so I don't begrudge PJ Tucker the chance to go now take his dog and start somewhere else. And in Miami, he will be doing it with the likes of Kyle Lowry and Duncan Robinson, and Jimmy Butler, who, let's be honest, Jimmy Butler brings that same dog mentality to basketball and is in line to receive the max deal from the Heat. So this is the work of Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra, and also the recruiting. Okay, you want to know who are the BFFs in this scenario? Lowry, Butler, Bam Adebayo, who is with Team USA in Tokyo. So they had that breakthrough appearance in the bubble in the NBA Finals, but then were swept by the Bucks in the first round of these most recent playoffs. The whole idea is to be able to compete with the best in your conference, the best of the best. They look around. Teams have got these big three or these core threes. In the case of the Bucks, well, yeah, they've got a superstar in Giannis, but they've also got two very good players in Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday. Great two-way players. They may not be stars, but they're all stars. You know what I mean. They may not be superstars, but they're all stars. And the Heat recognize they needed that core. They needed more dogs. But also, it's the NBA where everyone plays with his BFF. And so now you've got this group of tight friends in Butler, Bam, and Kyle Lowry. Now, looking at it from the outside, as Kyle gets 3 years, $90 million, leaves Toronto, ends up, well, about the most opposite type of a atmosphere, Toronto versus South Beach, but also weather and yada, yada, yada. He does have a championship ring at 35 years old. This is a good deal for him. 35 years old, still very good at what he does, solid, but doesn't need to be the number one guy in Toronto. Doesn't want to be part of a rebuilding project, obviously. Averaged 17 points, 5.5 rebounds, 7 assists last year. And depending on who you ask, maybe the best player in Toronto history. Yes, Kawhi Leonard, but he was only there for one season. So we're talking about a guy who loved Toronto, loved being in Toronto, and was the cornerstone for their eventual championship run in 19. And I'm so happy that he has that ring. But now he's going to chase it somewhere else. And the Heat are going to chase a title. Here's Chris Haynes on NBA TV looking at these moves.
They're trying to overtake the Bucks. There's no doubt about it. I mean, Pat Riley, you know, we all know his aim is to win, not just win consistent basketball. His aim is to win the ultimate goal. And so bringing Kyle Lowry into the fold, pairing him with Jimmy Butler and Bam, Duncan Robinson, they have a legitimate squad right there that's going to be a contending team. And I know some people will say, well, hey, you know, look, Kyle Lowry is up there in age, you know, 3 years. He's getting 3 years around $90 million. All 3 years are going to be guaranteed, by the way. So people may say, is that a risk? Look, man, they're going for it. I think if you look at the way players right now are taking care of their bodies a little bit better as far as nutrition and just work ethic, you know, guys are playing at a high level a little bit longer. And Kyle Lowry, we've seen the transformation in his body, you know, when his Houston days over to Toronto. So we know he takes this seriously. So right now, Miami Heat, they are a legitimate title contending team. They will be taken seriously. That personnel they have and the basketball minds that they have within their organization, man, it's going to be tough.
Chris Haynes on NBA TV. I think the East needs a little beefing up, honestly. Last year, the Eastern Conference took mediocrity to a new level. And so for the Milwaukee Bucks to set this standard to win this championship and to do it, while there were other teams out there that maybe had more talent, but you see the toughness, the physical, aggressive nature, and then you think about their advantage, which is in the paint. Not a lot of teams have the ability to compete with them in the paint. So there's a lot that goes into this. Of course, Pat Riley is not going to stand pat. And I like it. I like it for the East, and I certainly like it for the NBA. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Other news. Yes, Chris Paul is returning to the Phoenix Suns. He gives up $44 million in the upcoming season. Remember, he left that option on the table, but by giving up the $44 million now, he could end up with $120 million over the next 4 years. So for him at 36 years old, and he did just turn 36 a couple months ago, at 36 years old, a four-year contract is great. All of that's guaranteed. And I think there are some incentives built in. It could be worth as much as $120 million, according to his agents. But the idea that he now has four more years and that job security, even if it doesn't end up working out, let's say that he and the Suns don't have the same success moving forward, yada, 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 whatever it is. Things change in the NBA and in professional sports so quickly. He still has a four-year deal and $100 million plus that will be guaranteed to him. So this was a good business decision for Chris Paul. And it sounds like he's found a home and he's desperate to win a title, getting back to the NBA Finals. It's a good young core. He is by far the oldest on that team of the guys that play. He's by far the one with the most experience. And he had an impact on that team immediately from the second he joined the Suns. No doubt about that. His connection with Monty Williams, that makes him an extension of his coach on the head his head coach on the court. It's huge. This is a big deal for the Suns, and no doubt they are willing to give him this and to commit to him for 4 years because they believe it's better for their squad. While we're talking about extensions, by the way, even though Steph Curry has one more year on his deal with the Warriors, did you see the numbers? 3 year, was it a three? No, 5 year. Okay, I'm going to have to go back and look at the years. But $215 million extension is what's being reported out there for Steph Curry. Wow. As in, yikes. As in, eye-popping, jaw-dropping numbers. But as I said before, Steph Curry is worth every penny to the Warriors. 4 years, $215 million. We did the math. This might be obscene to you. I don't know if you can handle these numbers first thing in the morning on a Tuesday. Is this how you want to wake up? $215 million extension over 4 years. Averages. I don't know if it's different year to year, but averages $53.75 million per season. That's not just Monopoly money. That's every board game and the entire bank. I can't process that. But Steph Curry is a big reason why. In fact, the number one reason why the Warriors have had this run of unprecedented success for them. Yes, they've had good teams in the past. But five consecutive NBA Finals, three rings. He's won two MVPs. He came back even better than ever this season, competed for another MVP. And of course, without Klay Thompson, they're not the same. But Klay is expected to be back. And Steph is healthy and he's fresh. He hasn't had to play the max number of games the last 2 years. He was hurt, of course. He had the broken hand. But I think that the Warriors took their time in bringing him back. And then this season, right? So coming off an extended layoff in which he was not playing in the bubble, the Warriors didn't go to the bubble. And then he comes back and he's so fresh in this recent season because his body's had a break. His mind's had a break. And he enjoyed the game. He enjoyed the challenge. They're going to be back next season. Now, the West is deeper because they've had to be. What was I saying about Tom Brady and the Patriots and the standard they've set? The success over those 5 years, and even going back before they made the NBA Finals, the team they were building, that success has forced everyone else in the West to raise their game. You either get better or you become irrelevant. The Warriors did that. And so the new arena in San Francisco, the fans that clamor to buy tickets, the national TV games, the championships, the money with the advertising, the marketing, all of that, that centers around Steph Curry. He is an international superstar. And so, yes, the Warriors should give him every penny because he has made them a lot of money. I just got this tweet from Tommy, so you can find me as well, A-Law Radio. Tommy says, I enjoy listening to your show. Thank you, Tommy. Today, I turn 56. Well, you share a birthday with one Tom Brady. So we're asking you, other than GOAT, because that's too freaking easy. Stop trying to take the easy way out. Other than GOAT, what is the first word or phrase that comes to mind when I say Tom Brady? You all, I can't keep up with you. We got hundreds of responses, and some of them I've had to delete because there's no need to use inappropriate vulgar language. I will never understand that. You know you're going to get blocked, so why bother? 855-212-4227 on Twitter, A Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. Still so much happening in the NBA. Lonzo Ball going to the Chicago Bulls in a sign-and-trade. So he was a restricted free agent. The Pelicans end up doing a sign-and-trade, so they're not matching. He is headed to Chicago, as is Alex Caruso. So the Bulls are going to build around Zach LaVine. It's huge for them. And as I say, the East, you're looking at the East, and you know that there are teams out there who are determined that they have got to make some moves this offseason. Speaking of moves, he's not moving, but he's got some brand new money. New money, baby. Trae Young. 5-year maximum extension for rookies. It's this designated category. There are loopholes all over the place in the NBA when it comes to the salary cap. 5-year rookie max extension worth up to $207 million. He's also got these escalators, which can add even more to his contract. So this one doesn't kick in till after this upcoming season and runs through 27. This is a no-brainer for the Hawks, let's be honest. And as I said to our caller earlier from Atlanta, as much as I know Atlanta sports fans are looking for the other shoe to drop, the Hawks outperformed. And did they catch some teams that had injuries? Sure. Did they catch some teams by surprise? Absolutely. But they earned every bit of their spot in the Eastern Conference Finals, and that's just the beginning. All kinds of excitement around the Hawks franchise now, and of course they want to capitalize on that. All right, here we go. Other than GOAT, what's the first word or phrase that comes to mind when I say Tom Brady? Because today we have to celebrate him. Happy 44th birthday to Tom Brady. We've got an update on Simone Biles. We'll give it to you after the break. It's After Hours with, that's mean. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Brady so far tonight, 11 of 15, 94 yards and a short touchdown pass. Now he's under center from the Kansas City 17. He's got a first and 10. He gets the snap. He fakes the handoff. He gets a block from his left tackle. Here's a four-man rush. Looks long. Line drive. End zone. Caught. Gronkowski back in the end zone. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Brady at the Kansas City will call at the 7-yard line with a second and 5. Shotgun snap. The fake handoff and a throw to Gronkowski from the 5. Goes to the near sideline. Inside the pylon. Touchdown. Rob Gronkowski has caught a short pass and runs it in for a touchdown pass from Tom Brady. It's an 8-yard touchdown pass.
Just really proud of all the guys, proud of all the coaches, the effort we put in. We knew we were playing a great football team tonight, and we got the job done. So if you want to get this far, you got to get the job done, and we did it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That's a tame Tom Brady. He's been quite salty this offseason after winning a championship with the Buccaneers, and it's been amazing to see that franchise transform. Bruce Arians says it started with one man. It took just one man. But he meant to change the culture, to change the expectations. He did not mean it took just one man to win. Though very often, quarterbacks get far too much of the credit and then they absorb far too much of the blame when things go wrong. The GOAT, Kevin Harlan, with the calls on the Westwood One radio network, and then Brady himself. And of course, the Buccaneers return all 22 of their Super Bowl starters, which means they are the team to beat as long as they stay healthy. Happy birthday to one Tom Brady. Other than GOAT, what is the word or phrase that comes to mind when I say his name? Now, we're going to get to your responses. As I say, some of you, you're just jealous. You can say you hate him, you despise him, you can call him names, but it's pure envy. Always in sports, it's pure envy. 855-212-4227 on Twitter, A Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. This portion of the show is sponsored by DoorDash. DoorDash makes back-to-school shopping easy by getting your school essentials delivered to your door. Download the DoorDash app today. DoorDash app. I can say that without messing it up. Hey, while we're talking about the GOAT, I told you right before we went to our break that Team USA tweeted nothing but the GOAT emoji. And knowing that Simone Biles was returning to competition and competing on the balance beam, that had to be what the tweet was about. Here's what I've seen on social media. Now, I'm not there. I'm just reading off social media. I haven't seen it, though someone did send me a video link, which looks like it could be her routine on balance beam in the finals. But since I'm currently hosting a show, it's going to have to wait until I get to a break where I can check it out. But thank you to those of you who are sending me updates so that I can see them. Here is what I've seen. This comes from Al Butler. Simone Biles posts a score of 14. So 14 flat. She's in second on the balance beam. She will not win gold. But I've also seen photos of her smiling at the end of her routine. It's that megawatt smile that we know of Simone Biles. So I hope that that's indicative of the joy and the excitement and the relief that she must feel after competing on balance beam. And as I've said, even though I can't see it right now, shoot, I was supposed to say spoiler alert. Actually, I didn't give away any results, only her score. I don't know whether or not she's going to end up with a medal. I don't know how many other young women have gone. Still waiting for some update on Suni Lee, who's also competing on balance beam. But anyway, the fact that Simone was able to get back and compete before these Olympics are over, I'm thrilled for her. I hope that she has been able to find that space both mentally and physically where she's comfortable, where she's confident, where she's happy. She's put so much time, effort, blood, sweat, and tears since she was 8 years old. And there's been heartache. She's had to survive sexual abuse and this era of USA Gymnastics that is something a lot of people don't even want to talk about. But she's bridged the gap. Do you know how many of the members of the Olympic team are returnees? None. I mean, Simone Biles is the bridge. And she wanted to be an inspiration. She wanted to be the young woman who could be a role model. And she also wanted to enjoy this run to the Olympics. And of course, it didn't go the way that she planned. So I haven't seen it, but a lot of you are sending me updates. Thank you for that. I definitely know that there's a lot of excitement on social media right now, and so I can't wait. I can't wait to see her competing, even if it's tape delayed. And of course, I'm thrilled for her that she's back. Thrilled for us, too, to be able to see her again. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. So some of your responses on social media are cracking me up. When I say Tom Brady, other than GOAT, what else comes to mind? I'm trying my absolute darndest to keep up with you, but I'm having a hard time. This part I don't get. A winner but a jerk. That comes from Neil on Facebook. It's weird because people have that perception of him, and yet his teammates love him. People want to play with him. So do you believe he's a jerk because every now and then he gets caught yelling at his teammates? If they don't have a problem with it, should we as fans? That's a rhetorical question. He's intense. He has a very high standard. It's not when guys mess up. It's when guys are not doing what they've planned, what they've prepared, or not giving it 100%. And that's part of the issue with playing with one of the greatest ever. I remember Larry Bird, who's my favorite athlete of all time, when he was asked about coaching and why he didn't coach for longer. Now, part of it was that his back gave him major issues. And so constantly traveling and making all those flights, those charter flights, was really difficult for him. But I also remember him saying, and I'm going to paraphrase here, that it was too difficult for him to coach. It was too frustrating for him to coach because he gave everything he had to the game. He was the first one in the gym. He was the last one to leave. He was 110% all the time. And it was hard for him to accept that there were other athletes out there, not that weren't as talented as he was, but that didn't give the same effort. And that frustrated him. And he couldn't get past that. His expectations for athletes were that they would compete with every ounce of energy, both mental and physical, that they had, that they would be all in the way he was. And it was really hard for him when athletes weren't. giving it their all. And so that was the frustrating part for him as a coach, though he could have been a great coach. And so I understand people get, well, they see Tom Brady get upset, yell at teammates, freak out, throw a temper tantrum. You can call it whatever you want. And yet his teammates don't have an issue with it. You rarely hear, in fact, I don't remember that I've ever heard a teammate come out and talk badly about Tom Brady. They all want to play with him. Part of that is because they want a ring. But a lot of that is because he's one of the guys. So I guess if you think he's a jerk and you don't know him, then it's perception based on something you've seen on TV, in the media, that kind of thing. Also, again, I'm just fair warning, if you're using inappropriate language on my Facebook page, go use it on your own. But if the Facebook page has my name on it, you're going to get blocked because that's just what I do. Vic says, you can't stand the guy, but you have to respect the man. Yeah, you definitely do. And it's okay if you don't like him. Nobody says you have to like him. A lot of that is because you're tired of watching his teams beat your teams. Beto goes with legend. Matt, of course, is doing the joke line, which is deflated or deflate gate. Tommy says Hall of Famer, faux show. Glenn says hair. The first thing that comes to mind other than goat is hair. Nick goes with Michigan. Michael says snake oil. You all are weird. Dan says crybaby. Brian says Lord of the Rings. I like that one. Thomas standing on the mountaintop. Michael goes with leader. John, class act. I like this one from Paul. Ooh. Again, one of those victims of Tom Brady's teams. Travis says champion. Michael, different Michael, a primetime player. Gary says Ruthonian. Interesting. Some of you are going with Eli Manning. Raiders fans are going with Tuck Rule. Alistair says all the times I saw him destroy us in Buffalo. Another Thomas says fraud. Oh, yeah. He's frauded his way to 7 Super Bowl rings. You guys, you're so funny. I like this one from a different Todd. Avocado. And then he goes with avocado tequila. I mean, Brady's comfortable in his own skin. One more from Robbie. Villain. And yes, I'm a Falcons fan. All right, so keep those coming. But fair warning, don't risk the wrath of Amy Lawrence on her Twitter or Facebook. I block liberally when you're being inappropriate and using vulgar language. Waiting on some word for the final standings at the gymnastics venue in Tokyo. But Simone Biles, sorry, spoiler alert, competed on balance beam. Man, the smile is amazing. Triumphant, victorious. A 14 is her score. So according to reports, it does not put her in first place, but she competed, which I think is the victory. 855-212-4227. Frank Reich offers an update on his quarterback, Carson Wentz, and Nick Foles, Tom Brady's nemesis. I'm telling you, if you heard him talk and didn't know he was the third string quarterback in Chicago, you would think the man was about to lead his team into battle. I love this guy. All right, 855-212-4CBS on Twitter, A-Law Radio, plus our Facebook page. Tom Brady's birthday. Just, you know, just to rub it in. It's like salt in your wounds for some of you.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
The 3-1, Votto whacks it. Right center field, well hit and deep and gone! Joey Votto's done it again! A 2-run shot for Votto, his second home run tonight. And Joey Votto has back-to-back multi-home run games.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Our player of the week brought to you by Granger. Hard to miss, but let's take a look at the one who got it done. This week it is Cincinnati Reds Uber first baseman Joey Votto, who said before the season to one of his teammates that he wanted to be the MVP. put together quite the campaign in the past week. An absolute tear, mashing 8 home runs and 14 RBI in just 7 games. And that includes the number, the gaudy number, the stat that many of you know, which is 7 home runs in 7 consecutive games. The Reds have won 7 of their last 10, and they're now just 4 games out of a wild card spot in the National League with a long way to go. So Votto is taking advantage of the dog days of summer, and the Reds have been one of the nice surprises of 2021. I know they play in a very difficult division. Certainly the NL Central is competitive, but with the Cubs going backwards, well, and you know, the Pirates and the Cardinals, who were hot for a while, but now are just 1 game above 500. It's been pretty impressive to see what the Reds have done and how they've at least kept the Brewers within spitting distance. Okay. So the Brewers are, they're got a healthy lead in that division. They're the only team that's got better than 60 wins, but I like what the Reds have done. I think the Reds and the Mariners are two of the great stories of this 21 season. The Player of the Week sponsored by Grainger for all the ones who get it done. There's Grainger offering supplies and solutions for every industry, backed by 24/7 support and access to product experts. Call or click Grainger.com/safety or just stop by. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. We've got our phone number 855-212-4227, Twitter, A-Law Radio, Facebook. I can't even keep up with you all, but thank you so much for the various responses to Tom Brady's birthday. So we're asking you, not the GOAT. That's too easy. And I probably should have said cheater too, because there's plenty of cheaters responses out there. But you can't use the word GOAT. What's the next word that comes to mind or phrase that comes to mind when I say Tom Brady? Because today is Tom's 44th birthday. So happy birthday to him. I think in this day and age, not only is it an incredible accomplishment to be a professional athlete at 44 years old, but it's also an incredible accomplishment just to survive on this planet. I mean, it's life can be really difficult sometimes, and I think birthdays deserve to be celebrated and deserve to be noted. So Tom Brady now 44. So we'll get to your calls and some of your responses, but here's your spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert. I'm telling you, if you do not want to know the results of what's going on at the Olympics with Simone Biles, then now is when you need to either turn off your radio, turn down the volume, or do this. Plug your fingers in your ears and yell, la, 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 like you're a 5-year-old, because that also works. I've done it before. There are times that I just need to bury myself in that space. You ready? I've given you fair warning. Simone Biles returns with a bronze in the balance beam. So good for her. The smile on her face. I've seen some still photos. The video's been sent to me, though I haven't had a chance to watch it. It's busy here at CBS Sports Radio. 2 Chinese women go 1-2 on the balance beam, taking gold and silver. But you can imagine how incredible this bronze feels to Simone, to her family, to her supporters, to USA Gymnastics. These Olympics did not go anything like what she expected or like what we expected for one of the greatest gymnasts the U.S. has ever fielded, has ever supported. To get a bronze in the women's balance beam final is awesome. So congratulations to Simone Biles. Suni Lee, I have not seen the final standings, but did not end up with a medal because the Chinese went 1-2. While we're talking about heavyweights, because certainly they are both under that qualification, in soccer or football, as they would call it in both Mexico and Brazil, they are now into the 88th minute, and there has been no score. Does this remind you of the Gold Cup the other night when they went into the 117th minute before Miles Robinson connected on a header? And in the Gold Cup final, they got past Mexico. Now, this is part of the reason why Mexico did not have its full squad. They did have 8 starters on that Gold Cup team, more than the United States, but they also have a team at the Olympics, and they were competing in the Nations League final, similar to the United States. So it was reserves for both Mexico and the U.S. in the Gold Cup, but still, champion is champion, baby. That's something you can say about Tom Brady. All right, let's talk to Charles, who's in Dallas. Welcome to After Hours.
All right.
Charles.
Yes.
You sound like you're really far away. So you're going to have to either yell or take off Bluetooth or whatever it is that you're using.
Yeah, you're probably right. I've got a three, if you know mine. Mama's Boy and Bless.
Mama's Boy. I like that one. He sure does love his mama. And she's a cancer survivor. She's his biggest fan. She actually thinks he's fast. She once told us, right, that she thinks he's the fastest guy on the field.
And Blessed is the other one.
Blessed, why?
Who at 44 is doing what he's doing?
Do you think that's because he's just naturally blessed or because the man has worked his arse off?
I think it's natural.
You do?
Yeah.
You know what's really interesting is nobody would say he's anywhere close to being the most athletic guy in on the field at any point in football. Certainly not even the most athletic quarterback. But he's dedicated, of course, to staying flexible, pliable. He does all this work so he doesn't get injured. He stays lean. He's really committed to diet and exercise. So I would say that, okay, he's blessed. He's very smart, obviously is extremely competitive, and those are things, those would be qualities that he didn't necessarily cultivate. But, man, his ability to stay relevant, to stay in the game and at the highest level at 44 is also a testament to his dedication.
Exactly.
All right, sir. Well, it's good to talk to you. Mama's Boy, no one else said, so that's all you.
Okay, great. Have a good one.
Thanks, Charles. I hate when people call him Bluetooth. I can't stand it. And I'm so tempted to hang up. I didn't, but I'm so tempted to hang up. That's on you, James. You get to take the responsibility for that.
He put the Bluetooth on, I believe, after I put him on hold.
Because
he
sounded old switcheroo.
Right, right.
The old bait and switch. Is that what you're claiming in there behind the double pane glass? Dave is out most of this week. If I'm not mistaken, Dave, I can't keep up with the schedule. Dave returns on Thursday night, but James is with us for the next couple of nights. Frank Reich has given us an update on one Carson Wentz. So let's get this timetable for Carson's return after surgery to repair what has been classified as a broken foot.
We asked the two best doctors in the world, what's the time frame? And here's the answer. The answer is the time frame is 5 to 12 weeks. That's the time frame for this injury. That's a big range, okay? And there's no way to know where you're going to fall in that continuum until you get into the rehab process. Now, obviously, we're optimistic and hopeful that we can be on the front end, somewhere towards the front end of that.
I love the fact that he just dropped continuum in an NFL press conference. Frank Reich, who was in COVID protocol, so I'm glad he's out, just dropped the word continuum. It's something Mike Tomlin would do. So that's one thing. Also, the fact that there's such a ginormous window, 5 to 12 weeks. So we were talking about this earlier. If you include the preseason, the actual NFL season kicks off roughly 5 weeks from now. Closer to 6 weeks for most teams, including the Colts. So if it's 5 weeks, he could theoretically be playing football around the time the Colts kick off. Now, will he be ready? I have no idea. That's best case scenario. But he's got the best resources, the best doctors, certainly the best facilities and technology, and he's a young guy. He's in his 20s, which means his physical body should bounce back better than those of us who are older. So how did this happen? That's also a question for Coach Reich.
Plain to see that Carson had an old foot injury, probably a high school injury that was a broken foot sometime in high school that he did not know was broken. And then what happened the other day was in the course of practice, over time, whatever the years, something happens, just the right pressure at the right time, the right movement. All of a sudden, that little broken bone that was in there that was lodged in it comes loose.
Now, as for the rest of the quarterback room, Frank says Jacob Eason is our guy right now. He's taking the majority of the number one snaps, though we also know Sam Ehlinger is getting some time. And, of course, they're trying to get Brett Hundley as acclimated as possible quickly. But Eason was with them last year. He got selected in the fourth round out of Washington in 2020. And so for now, it's Eason. I can imagine that's a fluid situation. What about Nick Foles? Well, he says he has not spoken to Coach Reich, though he admires him and loves him probably more than any coach in the NFL. For now, he's all about that number three spot in Chicago, though he still believes he can be a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Listen, I'm 32. I feel great. The version of me right now is much better than the version that played in the Super Bowl. I'll tell you
what?
That. And I'm confident in that. So put that through your mind. I know that. I know what this game's about. You have to have the whole package as a team. Like, you have to have everyone in there. You have top down has to be great. If it's not great, you're going to be mediocre. I've seen it. I've been a part of it. And unfortunately, when you're a quarterback, you got to go through a lot of the, you know, baloney. But that's part of it. That's why we play this position. That's why we grow. Because at the end of the day, there might be some kid that's watching this press conference and they say, Nick Foles is a three quarterback and he's going out there and his mentality is to dice up that defense and help his teammates. And that's what I will continue to do till I lace up the cleats for the last time.
I mean, I can't help it. I love Nick Foles. He's right. You never know who's listening to your press conferences. He later said, I'm going to go out there with my third team and we're going to dice him up. Uh-huh. He definitely is a leader of men, which is why guys like to play with him. Although the whole intrigue around the Colts and the Carson situation, that's also, it's something worth watching, even if it's not unfolding at this point. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hey, rhetorical question. Is this the worst season that Gerrit Cole has ever had? Or, no, here's another way to put it. Could this season get any worse for Gerrit Cole? I shouldn't say that because it might. Simone Biles wins a bronze medal in the balance beam. Congratulations to her. So glad to see her back. France has got a 3-point lead on Italy in men's basketball late fourth quarter with a spot in the semis on the line. We'll talk to you tonight. Have a great Tuesday. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.